The Please Touch Museum in Philadelphia's Fairmount Park expects to emerge from bankruptcy proceedings in January with an additional $10 million in its coffers. From WHYY's Arts and Culture Desk, Peter Crimmins reports on big changes at the Children's Museum.
The Please Touch Museum entered Chapter 11 bankruptcy proceedings in September with a good foot forward. It had already come to an agreement with bondholders over its looming $60 million debt, and it launched a $10 million capital campaign. About half of that has been raised, including an anonymous gift of $3.25 million.
And that's really been a game changer for us.
That is President and CEO Lynn McMaster.
That is going to make a huge impact in the efforts that we're doing with other donors and major foundations that we're working with, so it's a gift in all ways.
Once the bankruptcy is settled and the entire $10 million raised, McMaster will step down after 2 years as CEO. Her successor will be Patricia Wellenbach, a longtime museum consultant who most recently led a special needs school in Northwest Philadelphia. Almost 40 years ago, the Please Touch Museum opened in a small storefront off Logan Square. 7 years ago, it moved into the enormous Memorial Hall in Fairmount Park and took on enormous debt. It nearly killed the museum. As the next CEO, Wellenbach says there is life after debt.
And we're going to really take that time to reframe the organization. What do we need to be doing that's new and innovative? How do we continue to build partnerships and relationships with the education system and the cultural system in the region? The past couple of years, the organization has really been burdened by the debt issue, and this will take that burden away.
As Wellenbach takes over, McMaster will stay on to ensure a smooth transition before moving to Canada. I'm Peter Crimmins, WHYY News.